I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Katie Henriksen.
All this week on Ozarks at Large, you've been hearing a series of stories on local entrepreneurs. And today we are going to focus on local entrepreneurs near and around the Fayetteville Square. And it's sort of an idea that Katie and I came up with separately and then worked on together.
Yeah, it just seems like there's so many people in our listening area that are doing their own thing. They're starting their own business, whether it's through a shop or crafting their own products and selling them on Etsy. There's just so much of that going on, and I felt like it was worth taking a look.
So we went to the square and around the square and talked to a couple of businesses. And here we have edited conversations that we had with some of the local business owners, and we spoke to them last week.
We begin with the owner of Stitch Vintage and Handmade, which opened in mid-September and is located just off the Fayetteville Square on Block Street.
I'm Caitlin Lee, and I'm 23 years old. Went to college at Oklahoma State starting out, and my roommate and I would do vintage sales out of our house one weekend a month, and they got just huge. We would get the police called because of the car block-ups and stuff on our little street in Stillwater. So ever since then, I've just loved it. I had so much fun doing it and just playing with the clothes. So I just, when I graduated, thought, let's just try this. So in a way, yes, it's scary, but also I'm fresh out of college. This is the time to try what you want to try and see if it's going to work out. But also, especially the market for vintage clothing, you know, it's an affordable option. It's a green option, which are, you know, both really appealing to people right now. So, I mean, in that aspect, it kind of seemed like a sensible choice as far as a clothing store to open goes. And, you know, I feel like the handmade, the DIY craze is just beginning. So that also, it might just be because it's, in a way, an affordable option. You know, people would pay other people to make things for them before, but with the economy, you know, the way it is, they're trying to find more inexpensive ways to do things. And I just think it's also kind of addicting. Once you start, you can't stop. So don't go crazy with your loan money. You know, be very conservative with your spending, and your less is more, definitely, because there's always room to grow, but you don't want to start out so big that you can't ever catch up to where, you know, you started out so big that you can't ever catch up. So, you know, definitely start small, and there's always room to add things. We just opened our online shop today. That's something that I wouldn't have been able to do initially, but, you know, as time has gone on, I've kind of figured out what I'm doing more, and you can just add little things all the time, you know? What made me choose the square is the community feel. Everyone just supports everyone so much down here, and especially on Block Street. I mean, it's like a huge family I've already, you know, come to realize, and so it's really nice just to have other shops encouraging, you know, all encouraging business for each other. So personally, I feel like it helps, because if you just think of the concept of a mall, you know, all of those stores are the same, but they're all next to each other. And it's a store, you know, people might not seek out a vintage clothing store, but if it's next to all these other interesting shops and it's just on the way, you know, they might pop in and find out, well, I kind of like this, you know. So I think it really encourages business. I think we all help each other out a lot.
I am owner and manager and buyer for Riff Raff. My name is Kirsten Blowers. I am 24. I turn 25 next month. I actually opened Riff Raff my senior year of college. I had this great idea. I was interning with an interior designer, and it kind of sparked my interest that I could open my own boutique. And so I had the opportunity my senior year, 2 months before I graduated, taking 18 hours to kind of go for it. And so I don't really remember my senior year, not because I was drunk all the time, but because I was working all the time. So I opened in February of 2009, and we've been open ever since. We're going on our third year in February. Both of my parents are entrepreneurs, and so I've always grown up around brainstorming and pushing yourself to the next level, and so I've always wanted to do that, and when I had the opportunity, I went for it, and I haven't looked back since. Quite honestly, my age, a lot of people don't take me seriously, which is disheartening at times, but it also challenges me to do a little more, push myself a little more, and prove them wrong. That, and then just juggling time. Time management is hard. I do all my finances, all the bookkeeping, all the ordering, and then keeping the store running too. And then all of our marketing too. So it's always a juggle, but it's fun and it's challenging every day. Primarily, we have 190 local artisans who bring items in to consign with us, and so we're very locally influenced. And when you spend your money here, you keep the money here in Fayetteville, too, which is people like that, especially during these times. I've noticed that you kind of get the hearts of people. People kind of root for you a little more, and they want to dedicate themselves to you on different levels, too. I've had a lot of customers come to me with marketing plans and stuff like that, and so there's a lot of heart behind shopping with a business that opens during a recession. When we opened on the square, we actually moved from an old location here in July of 2010. We were the only boutique on the square at the time. And so I kind of sparked Brian into opening the Mustache, and that's helped us because, you know, you go shopping at the Mustache, well, might as well run into Riff Raff too, and vice versa. And it's just good to have someone else to do marketing plans with, to do events with, and now we have Savoir Fair across the street, and I love Tess, and so we've worked together, especially on Small Business Saturday. We did an event between the three of us where if you bring your receipt from one place to the next, you get a discount. So we really work hard to keep everyone involved together and be a neighborhood.
Tess LaBeth. It's been my dream since I was younger. I'm a major in apparel at the University of Arkansas, and I've been in retail for the past 10 years, so with my experience, I wanted to do one of my own. Having lived here all my life, I know a lot of people, so that's beneficial. Word of mouth has helped me out so much. We don't necessarily advertise. Facebook has been wonderful. But as far as the most difficult, I would say, because I'm so particular on the creative aspect of it, actually putting the physical store together is probably the most complicated. But everything else is pretty, I mean, it was pretty standard procedures as far as opening a business. I would say that I don't ever quit because my mind after I leave the store is still going. I definitely say it's a 24/7 job. I do like to lay around on the couch on Sundays, but as far as being here, I'm here quite often. So it doesn't ever stop. It's not necessarily hard, it's just you are pulled in so many different directions all at the same time, which that's multitask. It's multitasking on a different level, which you get used to, but to begin with, it's a little hard. And then trying to be the mind of it and the face of it is also hard. But it's, I wouldn't say easily doable, but definitely doable. I think every small business that comes into the area helps the economy for sure. I see, well, having Riff Raff across the street, it's nice because we get to play off of each other and we both have different looks, which I think is very important. And that's in, with opening this, I definitely wanted a different look. I'd say we're all competing, but at the end of the day, we're all just helping each other out more. It's a destination location. To me, downtown is very special. I think it has a certain heart that the rest of the city doesn't. I like the feel, I like the people, and it's definitely a place you're going to go. You're going to come to the farmer's market, you're going to shop, you're going to grab coffee, or you're going to go to dinner. Now people are going to come look at the lights and walk around. We're open until 8 now. So, I don't know, it's definitely the feel that I wanted, and I love the old building. So, I don't know, it just worked out. It was right.
That was Tess LaBeth, owner of Savoir Fair, who we spoke to last week.
Before her, we heard from Kirsten Blowers, the owner of Riff Raff, and Caitlin Lee, owner of Stitch Vintage and Handmade.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Katie Henriksen.